TMJ, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, could be one of the major manifestations of trauma and stress you endure in a narcissistic relationship. How? Let's find out in today's episode. Hi, I am Danesh, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today we are going to dive deep into the world of narcissistic abuse, trauma, and so on by talking about the relationship between TMJ, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, and narcissistic abuse. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say and request, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Let's first try to understand what TMJ is. Temporomandibular joint connects your lower jaw with your skull. It's somewhere here, the joint. When you develop a TMJ dysfunction, you start having problems with chewing or opening and closing of your mouth. There is a lot of pain people experience around the joint itself or the surrounding muscles. The causes, there are many causes. One of the primary one being the wear and tear of the joint, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, or osteoarthritis, and so on. But there is one cause which is not talked about a lot, and that is stress. Let's talk about that cause in depth. Prolonged exposure to chronic stress is one of the leading causes behind major health issues. In a narcissistic relationship, you are exposed to crazy levels of stress. I'm not talking about mild stress, one-time stress, tolerable stress. I'm talking about 24/7 living, breathing, waking, sleeping stress. You're not left alone even for a second, because the narcissist is continuously in your face, directly, indirectly trying to destroy you, destroy who you are as a person and your resourcefulness. All of that collectively has an impact on so many aspects of yours, one of which is your health. When forced to live in a hostile environment created by the narcissist, your body's primary response is tension. Your body tenses up all the muscles. Your shoulders go up tight, your chest goes in, your abdomen tightens up. You're always ready to run away, to fight back, or to freeze. The same tension gets accumulated in this joint, in the temporomandibular joint. Along with tightening up all the major muscle groups of your body, you start clenching your jaw. And that leads to the TMJ function, because long-term tension clenching and grinding, which I'll talk about in a minute, leads to the wear and tear of this joint and the unwanted amounts of pressure, stress, and force creates the dysfunction, which manifests as pain. With the narcissist's continuous, never-ending, everlasting abuse, your body remains in this constant state of tension, and that state becomes your dominant state. Look at the massive difference. When people who are not exposed to chronic stress get tensed up, they, if not immediately, in a couple of minutes realize, oh, I am tense. I need to probably relax, because that is their go-to state. That is the normal state. But you, as a survivor of narcissistic abuse, what do? You stay unconsciously, subconsciously in a state that is tensed up, keyed up, worked up. Why? Because that becomes your normal. Abnormal is normalized. And a time comes in your life when relaxation feels strange. Trying to feel calm can give you a massive panic attack, because that is not known to your body, and your body perceives your environment as a major threat. Even in your sleep, you're not able to relax properly. Your brain is not able to switch off and let go of all those survival mechanisms, because you are sleeping next to a monster, or you are living in a house where the monster lives. All of this also leads to chronic pain that you experience upon waking up. Many people also start grinding their teeth while sleeping, which is also a symptom of stress. Did you experience that? Did you struggle with that? If yes, drop your answers in the comments below. I know for many people this is an epiphany, something being revealed to them, and they're able to make sense of so many things because this symptom, nobody ever told them it has a connection with your trauma and an experience of narcissistic abuse. And for others, it may be something to laugh at because many people say, how can you connect virtually anything and everything to narcissistic abuse? Come on. And to them, that is the proof of this whole narcissistic abuse awareness thing being a hoax, being something that is being used to turn money out of survivors. Here is what I have to say to that. I am trying to connect virtually every health issue known to the experience of surviving narcissistic abuse because they are connected, and I am intentionally doing so. Why? Because chronic stress, as I said earlier, is the major cause behind all health problems. It has been well established, well documented, and researched. Billions of dollars are spent every year on trying to find cure for these issues. But what if this understanding is established and some money is spent here? How many problems would that prevent? How many people will be saved? What I meant by what if some money is spent here is, what if some money is spent on researching the links, the connections? What if money is spent on spreading the education? That would help so many people recognize why they need to leave abusive relationships and what is at stake, what is at risk. It's their own health. They have one body and they can't lose it. And I am trying to make efforts as much as I can to spread this awareness, to help people know that there is a cause which is not known to many, which was not known to me when I was struggling. And doctors were putting me on different medications and this, that, and the other, but not trying to treat or rule out the root cause. Back to the topic at hand. If you have TMJ dysfunction, what can you do about it? The temporary solution is find teeth cushions, teeth grinding guard, and all that stuff that will prevent further wear and tear. The permanent solution is try to release the trauma stored in your body. Try to learn exercises of your face that'll teach you how to slowly release your jaw, unclench your jaw and close it so that you can regulate the moment. Try to process the memories and emotions that are stuck in your jaw. What? What does that mean? Well, yes, there is trauma stored in here. Let me give you an example. That unprocessed resentment, that anger, where do you think that is stored? You didn't express this. It has to be somewhere. It may be in your jaw. It's worth exploring in trauma therapy, or maybe you might do your own work, do some relaxation exercises and see what comes up for you. How do I know this? I did that. I would clench my jaw all the time without my awareness of what I was doing. Then when I started being intentional and deliberate, I would relax my jaw the moment I would notice it's going tight. Every single drop and bit of anxiety would make me do two things: stop breathing, clench the jaw. That is where my intentionality came into my practice and changed everything. Also, when I processed a lot of trauma stored in the body in the form of sensations, anger came up when I was focusing here. One thing to remember, though, this may not resolve your TMJ dysfunction because, as I said, it has many causes and reasons, and this is one of the possible solutions to this problem. In conclusion, narcissistic abuse, trauma, and stress manifests itself in so many ways, and one of the major aspects it attacks and impacts is our health, TMJ being one such problem. TMJ can be caused by many things. Stress from narcissistic abuse also triggers it. You can work on your body, on your trauma, release all that stuff, and that might bring in relief. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.